It's time to check in with Mark Cass. He is the soon-to-not-be editor-in-chief of the Milwaukee Business Journal. I'm so sad, wow. Mark. This is our last time together talking about this.
So this kind of makes me sad, but I'm not going away. I'm not retiring. I'm still going to be very active in QAM around, and hopefully you and I will talk again. I'm sure we will, because I always enjoy so much talking to you that I'm just going to call in then on Sunday mornings and say, Libby, I just want to talk. I'm on my way to play pickleball, and I want to talk to you.
Sounds like a plan, but I got to ask you, you've been at the Business Journal for 20 years. What was the biggest story in all those years as editor?
To me, it was the sale of the Bucks. And the sale in 2014, not only for the sale, but kind of what it led to. Think about it. I mean, it led to a new ownership of the team. It led then to quickly a new arena, which sent everything around the new arena. And then it led in 21 to an NBA championship. So just that one move by Herb Kohl selling the team led to all that. And how we got that story, our paper was the first to report on that, is because our offices are located in Herb Kohl owns the building. And earlier that morning, we were just noticing that it was very cold in the building. We're like, why is this? So we asked the maintenance guy. And he said, because Herb Kohl is hosting an event at noon. We're like, okay, this something's going on here at noon. It must be the new owners are coming in. So actually, one of our editors used his binoculars and actually was looking out the window for the rest of the morning, waiting for them to arrive. And then we saw them drive up. I actually ended up going down into the lobby with our photographer. I met Wes Edens. I met Mark Lazary, introduced myself, asked him some questions. We got photos of them. We went upstairs. We wrote the story, and it ended up to be a national story all over national news on who these new owners were. And it was just a great day for us. It was a great day for the paper, and it was a great day for the city. Think about this. If the Bucks weren't sold, the Bucks would have left, which means no new arena and no NBA championship. So to me, that was a big story.
Well, probably wouldn't have been an RNC either.
Probably wouldn't be an RNC. There wouldn't be a lot of things more. There wouldn't be all the activity around the arena. Think about that. Think about the Trade Hotel. All the stuff that happens in that area now that would not have happened if not for that sale of the team.
Well, related to that, I know that the Milwaukee Business Journal hosted an event this week with Visit Milwaukee. Of course, they're unveiling that new brand for the city. How is that going to help drive tourism and get more people in, not just to Milwaukee, but all of southeastern Wisconsin?
You know, really interesting, Libby, because it was an effort over like 3 years where they talked to people. And I didn't realize this, but the last time we actually updated our logo was over 20 years ago. And it was the art museum. Remember when the art museum was unveiled, you have that beautiful thing there. So for them, it was kind of really important to have a new brand as we head into the RNC, as we head into things that are happening in Milwaukee, all things going on. I think it's important just because of the image. We have a real opportunity here over the next year with the RNC and everything that happens, hopefully after the RNC, to improve our image nationally. And the thought was, let's not make it about one spot. The art museum is a tremendous asset for the region, but we also have the rivers and the lake, and we have the food scene, and there's just a lot that's going on in Milwaukee. So for them, it was to update that and improve that. But I also think how it sells Milwaukee, I think our city's hip and cool, and I think that's what the logo tries to show. It tries to show all the neighborhoods of the city. And really, a lot's going to happen over the next couple of years. And to drive more economic impact in the city of all these visitors, we have, I think it's an updated look. So I think we hosted the event. I think it's got a good response. Obviously, everyone has an opinion on the logo. And I've heard almost all good. I have heard some negative, but that's part of it. I think you have to look at the effort there. I mean, it's a 2 to 3 year effort to involve a lot of the community in this, and I think it's going to work long-term for the city.
Well, another thing that always brings more people to town is the Milwaukee World Festival grounds, especially with Summerfest. And they're taking a look at how to increase that usage. Right. What are they talking about?
You know, really, the grounds there is used a lot of the summer, Libby, if you think about the main event, but then all the ethnic events that go on down there. But there's an opportunity there to use the grounds from April through October for the weather. And they added a playground there that's now open all the time on the weekends and gets a lot of use with a lot of help from Northwestern Mutual in terms of the funding for that. So there's an opportunity there to look at more uses. Is there some kind of year-round uses you could do? Personally, Libby, you know what I want there, right? I want outdoor pickleball courts with maybe some food trucks and beer garden. Wouldn't that be nice to, you know, have activity on the lakefront? We have this wonderful lakefront. Why don't we try to use it more? And I think what they're trying to do is just use those grounds more, earn more revenue for it, and make it more accessible to people. So I think you're behind me on this idea of the pickleball courts, right?
Absolutely. I mean, I know you are. All right, so I got to go negative here because Walmart's closing another store in town.
Walmart nationally, you've seen them kind of constrict a little bit, close stores. We've talked about retail nationally, has had some issues over the past couple of years. They were hit very hard, 2021, 2022. They've not fully recovered. I think Walmart's trying to figure that out. But obviously, is an impact when you close a store like Walmart, the impact on the neighborhood who use it is obviously big. Obviously, Walmart still has stores in the area, but this is actually the second one in the past year. So not a good trend. Hopefully won't continue. But I think we've just seen this with retail, Libby. It's hard now to be in that industry.
All right. One last question. We started out by talking about your 20 years as editor at the Milwaukee Business Journal. What do you think are the greatest challenges for the business community in Milwaukee as we look at the next 20 years?
I think it's our brand. I think we need to improve our brand, and I think we are, and that's a great focus. But you still get that when you're traveling and you get asked where you're from, you think Milwaukee, they say, is that Chicago, is that in Illinois? No, so I think our brand has improved a lot. I still think it can, and I think the RNC is really going to help that. I think transportation, and my last editor's note in the paper this week was on the streetcar. And, you know, I've talked about it a lot, but not even just streetcar. I think we need to improve transportation throughout the region to, just to make it easier to travel throughout the region and not have a car. I think, you know, we've seen that work a little bit, but I think the streetcar is part of that. I think more buses, more trains, things like that. And then it's jobs. We have to grow our population. We are not right now. We're pretty flat or actually losing. And, you know, the mayor is huge on this. He wants to grow to 1 million people. I mean, that's a long ways from where we are right now. So I think growth is a huge challenge. And having the people who will move here from other states is really important. But I will say this, in my 20 years, I think we've made a tremendous stride as a business community. I think we're in a much stronger spot now. I think we can do really well. I think the RNC is going to be a big part of that. I mean, it's been an honor for me to watch that grow, and I'm going to continue here in the community to watch it and hopefully be involved in it. But I still think there's a lot more to do, and there's a lot of good individuals out there like you who are going to watch that and going to ask questions. And really, Libby, I want to end with, I just want to thank you. I want to thank all your listeners. I've always enjoyed this show. I can't tell you how many people hear me on the show and talk about our conversations. So you've been great. You've been wonderful to work with. I just have a hunch you and I will talk again sometime soon.
I have a feeling. I'm not going to let you out of our grasp so easily. Mark Cass, it has always been a pleasure having you here on Sunday mornings.
You be good, and I'll talk to you soon.